Preface. This quote is by Gore Vidal. It is of no consequence to you what other people think of you. What matters is what you think of them. I always thought dentists were somewhat stupid colleagues who still deserved respect. But when I began to study them in May 2023, I realized their treachery surpassed even that of psychiatrists and pediatricians. Make no mistake, I'm furious with these other specialties, for what they do is a monstrous net harm. But the dentists. Self-reflection, objective analysis, and patient-first ethics seem outside their considerations. They're co-conspirators in the fluoride debacle. They use mercury, the most toxic non-radioactive metal in possibly half of U.S. fillings. They never met a wisdom tooth that they did not want to pull. Most of them place toxic titanium implants anytime they can. But their worst atrocity is root canals, which are universally infected and seed bacteria throughout the body. I interviewed two senior dentists, Dr. Gamble from Australia in Chapter 4, and another from Europe who requested anonymity. They separately confirmed their opinion that dentists cause 40% of human diseases in the developed world. In Africa and other underdeveloped areas, dentistry is less, quote, advanced, so it is less hazardous. Decide for yourself whether this is hyperbole as you read this book. As for the medical specialties, I'm unsure which kills and maims the most. Gutless pediatricians have danced for decades in an industry-sponsored conga line ratifying vaccines. No study has compared these with placebos ever. The result is that our kitty specialty mindlessly traffics poisons. Over the past 40 years, this raised the autism rate from 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 30. Unless we deploy a cure soon, see the last chapter for that, it will tear our society apart. Psychiatrists are drug pushers proffering elixirs they claim cure 1,000 ills. Sorry, I exaggerated. Only 450, quote, diagnoses are found in their billing Bible, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. To concoct these, American Psychiatric Association members cast votes. Most are paid handsomely by pharma. Doctors cover this bribery up by calling it, quote, financial conflict of interests. Psych, quote, diseases are purpose-built to be, quote, treated using pricey medications that are already FDA approved. Pharma pays half of the FDA's budget just as they pay the doctors, so it's a rubber stamp. Finally, corporate disease-mongering fear campaigns convince us we must take the drugs. This, quote, mental health industry has convinced over a quarter of Americans and 80% of Danes to use psych drugs. Monthly shots are forced on others. None of these medications have been proven effective. They numb us, addict us, and cause violence, suicide, and social dysfunction. We know this because, as with all vaccines, the criminals running Big Pharma never do trials of these pricey nostrums against placebo controls. The absence of this vital testing renders their study results meaningless and convicts the authors of managing a scam and everyone else of fraud. The FDA has been paid off so they never raise a finger. Dentists and physicians swear the Hippocratic Oath. Put your patient's welfare above your own. Most dentists and many doctors abandon this promise. They are healthcare apostates. I knew nothing about dentists until recently. I was forced to study them when I discovered they had crippled my health. Physicians build a Chinese wall between the mouth and the rest of the body. When we made dentists responsible for the, quote, oral cavity, we abandoned our responsibility and left this vital structure to these careless, incompetent fools. I met my first, quote, tooth doctor when I was 9 during the drill, fill, and bill era. In those days, they were jamming mercury amalgams into every natural toothpit and crevice they could find. Although I never had pain, our dentist always managed to convince my obsessive mother that my mouth was packed with cavities. By adulthood, I had 17, quote, silver fillings. In mid-2023, after a decade of a left-handed tremor that seemed almost cosmetic, a neurologist diagnosed me with Parkinson's disease. Mercury is the most common cause, and lab testing showed mercury, aluminum, and glyphosate. Neurologists are good at naming, diagnosing, and treating symptoms, but few seem to have a clue that toxins such as these, paraquat, and Agent Orange, cause brain damage. Related syndromes also caused by these poisons include autism, Alzheimer's, and amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS. I studied aggressively to learn what to do. First, in mid-2023, I had my amalgams removed. More recently, I've been getting intravenous phosphatidylcholine, followed by glutathione, and then colonics to remove the mercury and other toxic reservoirs from my body. I hasten the process by sweating during workouts and in saunas. I also take supplements such as selenium. To rid myself of aluminum, I drink silica water. I swallow a teaspoon of glycine twice daily to speed urinary glyphosate excretion. Finally, I'm starting chlorine dioxide and using a red light from sauna space. It's only been a few months, and I'm a little better. A note about the colonics. Yes, I was also skeptical at first. I spent 2 weeks in Germany getting intravenous medications daily and colon therapy 3 times a week. This consisted of a liter of water run in and out of my colon once every minute for an hour. It eliminates some of the toxins that the IVs mobilize. Decades of experiencing detoxing patients with and without colonics prove these make the process work better. My readers are kind to me. A chain of their referrals introduced me to Becky Dutton, whom I call the metals goddess. Her concern about mercury began with her personal and family exposures. After a specialist in London helped her eliminate mercury, Becky set up a support group. Ms. Dutton eventually connected with a man who studied scoliotic fish living in mercury-contaminated water. Clues like this led her to bring together and study 66 people with mercury toxicity and severe scoliosis. Many of them were damaged further by back operations. And I've left an example of the type of patient she has devoted her life to helping in a download that you can have a look at if you want. Mercury is a neurological toxin. Hatmakers' use of mercury in the past centuries stamped them as, quote, mad as a hatter. I am bright and functional professionally, but have always been a bit quirky, slightly hyper, and prone to anxiety. A psychiatrist friend once informally skewered me with a diagnosis and, as is their custom, recommended medication. I ignored him. Fortunately, my wife, most of the time, accepts me as I am. In Europe, mercury fillings are slowly being phased out. However, many U.S. dentists still use them promiscuously for children and patients on public insurance programs. Amalgams are cheap, easy to place, and profitable. See chapters 7 and 8 in Becky's comprehensive mercury websites, mercurymadness.org and understandingscoliosis.org. Further dental felonies. Many dentists sell wisdom teeth extraction to everyone. Their pitch is, quote, it prevents the possibility of needing removal later if they become impacted. Their websites make the improbable claim that over 2/3 of people with mouths get impaction. some dentists also claim that premolars, the teeth in front of the molars, should also be pulled out, quote, to make more room in your mouth. See the end of chapter one for more. This is the same retarded reasoning that gynecologists use to push ovarian removal during hysterectomies, quote, to prevent ovarian cancer. These tumors are rare, and cutting ovaries out leaves women vulnerable to osteoporosis and other diseases of aging. So the procedure is a net loss. But like pulling normal teeth, it is easy surgery and easy money. Butchered by Healthcare tells the story. You can word search the PDF for hysterectomy. Dental, quote, professional groups also advocate polluting tap water with fluoride. Most of it is sourced from China and contaminated with lead. The producers pay the American Dental Association millions yearly to promote its supposed benefits. This enables them to dispose of their waste conveniently. Fluoride is a neurotoxin that, among other hazards, decreases children's IQs. 90% of U.S., Canadian, Australian water supplies are, quote, fluoridated, but the rest of the world has mostly banned it. See Chapter 6. The worst dental crime by far is that almost all of them perform root canals. This consists of killing teeth, mummifying them, and leaving them in place to rot and spread disease. This profoundly health-damaging procedure was disowned by its inventors. However, both general dentists and endodontists, their ethically challenged subspecialty, continue this profitable practice. 60% of Europeans and somewhat fewer people residing elsewhere have had at least one root canal, and I've linked the video called Root Cause, which is the most accessible complete reference. My anonymous expert told me hair-raising tooth tales. He said dentists do not bother checking blood pressure or using monitoring devices during procedures requiring sedation. This is dangerous because those getting intravenous drugs can stop breathing. Monitors beep loudly if this happens, and the doctor can breathe for the patient until he recovers. But if there is no monitor, the patient can die. The expert also reported that dentists do not bother to ask their patients about their medical histories. For, quote, real doctors, the standard of care is to have a specialist, or at least a physician who knows the patients, examine those with medical problems before surgery. This sometimes prevents operating room disasters. The expert added, quote, dentists do not use sterile techniques, so their patients periodically get massive infections. When dentists attend operating room training, their carelessness is an embarrassment. The nurses frequently ask them to reglove when they touch the chair or table. For physicians, dereliction of basic standards like this could result in license revocation. I was a trained surgical center inspector in my past life, so I know. The expert concluded, quote, after I understood the health hazards of mercury to the patients and me, I quit. Many of my DDS friends from the old days were poisoned by it and are dead. I have a friend who was diagnosed with a fatal disease, and I wondered what ruined her health. Since I was studying dentistry, I thought about her mouth. I learned that her, quote, tooth doctor had carved down four of her normal teeth, installed root canals, some with mercury, and placed bridges containing other metals. Her local DDS told her that her x-rays were normal. So she consulted a specialist. He said that the x-ray was horrendous and the general dentists were too incompetent to read their own films. When he removed the bridges and root canals, he found osteoporosis, infected cavitations, and large anaerobic abscesses smelling like excrement. It took him 6 hours to clean it out. He told her later that the infections would have killed her. My friend's chronic illness gradually disappeared over several months. Dentists shamelessly advertise their worst crimes, but some repent. The following is from one of their websites. Our root canals safe. We're here to reassure you that modern root canals are not what you may imagine them to be. In fact, 97% of root canals are successful procedures, according to the National Center for Biotechnology Information, NCBI. Plus, 85% of teeth fixed by a root canal last a lifetime. Dentists who understand what their specialty is doing seldom speak up for fear of retaliation. In the UK and parts of the USA, this can cost them their licenses. Only a few confess what they have done. Becky Dutton received this letter from one of them. I am reading your website with great interest and, if I am completely honest, a feeling of deep guilt and unease having inflicted patients, friends, and family with dental amalgams over a period of 30 years. As dentists, we really were brainwashed into believing that mercury, in the form of amalgam fillings, was completely safe. My own chronic ill health led me to early retirement in 2015 and to the start of my research into the microbiome, my previously undiagnosed parasitic infection, bad bugs, and, of course, heavy metals. 5 years ago, I had a course of FMT, fecal transplant, to repopulate gut bacteria, and I just completed another course. 2 years ago, I had all my amalgam fillings removed by a holistic dentist who followed the correct guidelines. I was very interested to read your journey and would be most grateful for further information regarding safe mercury detox. Many thanks for creating your website. It has been a mine of eye-opening information. Robert Gammel is a dentist who gave up traditional practice and wrote about the corruption in his book, The Garbage Collector. His website is at a link. Also see Chapter 4. A few physicians step into the light. Paul Thomas and Ken Stoller are pediatricians who discovered vaccines. Paul interviewed Ken in a fantastic podcast that I've linked here. I have never seen psychiatrists admit to insights about their specialty. Their drugs are highly addictive, universally destructive, and divorced from even the ruined science of the rest of healthcare. Flipping their minds to rationality is nearly impossible. Scott Schroeder is a podiatrist who learned that the metals he had been casually implanting into feet his entire career were toxic. He has spent the last decade spreading the word about the damage they cause. See Chapter 2. Plastic and cosmetic surgeons who confess that breast implants are a net harm are practically unheard of. I know only of three, Dr. Can, Dr. Fing, and me, and I've got links. The first two specialize in the complicated surgery of removing implants and the surrounding scar tissue. This in-block excision offers the best chance of curing breast implant illness, which is a syndrome of symptomatic silicone toxicity and various accompanying infections. These surgeons have Facebook pages that allow you to communicate with their patients and hear their stories. Parting shot one by the anonymous whistleblower. A DDS colleague, I will call Charles, called to tell me that his patient had just died in the chair. I asked him, what was his medical history? He replied that he did not know. I learned later that the patient had heart disease. I asked Charles what the heart monitor showed. He replied he did not use cardiac monitors. These cost $1,000, but this guy charges more than that for each crappy titanium implant he places. I also asked how many shots of anesthetic with adrenaline he gave the man. He told me that he, quote, lost track. Those of us who remember our most basic training know that excess adrenaline can be fatal, especially for heart patients. We also know that too much local anesthesia is poisonous. I told the dentist he was lost and that he should pray. But the family never filed a lawsuit, so no one ever found out that Charles had carelessly killed his patient. Party shot two. 30 years ago, I spent 3 continuous days underground in Lechuguilla Cave. I saw most of the places in a linked video and swam across an underground lake. The friend who invited me on that expedition died last year of a vaccine-induced stroke. He DFL'd my advice and paid the price. DFL, I have a link to that, if you don't remember what it is. To my surviving friends, please tell me by text that you saw this. If I never hear from you, you DFR. And I've got a photograph I copied from the video about what I saw inside Lechuguilla.